River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Finally today, Chris Schwartz lives in Waterloo. He's currently a candidate for Blackhawk County Supervisor. Yesterday morning, he woke to find his home had been vandalized. Vandalized with homophobic slurs. Schwartz is gay and believes the vandalism is a hate crime. He joins me now by phone. Chris Schwartz, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Ben.
So tell us what you found when you woke yesterday.
So I came out yesterday morning, actually on my way to take my recycling to the curb, and I saw that some of the signs had been spray painted with black paint. And as I got further down my steps, I saw the sign with my name on it, one of my own campaign signs, had been spray painted with the very hateful word fag, a word that I've dealt with my entire life, as other LGBTQ people have. And then I turned around and I saw that my front door had been spray painted with this Leviticus quote, or Leviticus 20:13, a reference to the quote that a man who lies with a man as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination and surely shall be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. That is a direct death threat to my boyfriend and I, who live in this home and have this loving relationship. And the police are now investigating this as a hate crime.
Mm-hmm. In that moment when you turned around and saw fag spray painted on your own campaign sign, saw the Leviticus shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them, what were your initial thoughts, feelings at that very moment?
It struck fear and anger within me. And I thought about a presentation I gave last week to a gay-straight alliance at East High School that is just newly formed, and how I was going in there with this positive message of how no matter what kind of bullying you're facing right now, life really does get better. And I'm trying to be an example of that by being the first openly gay person elected to office in this part of Iowa. And then to know that to come out and see that after giving this hopeful message to these children and seeing that this is the kind of hate crimes I'm facing and death threats at my own front door, really disturbed me and shook me to my core, but made me feel especially sad for all the LGBTQ teens out there around the country, around our state, and around our community that face this kind of bullying. And then I thought about, you know, just the context of this whole race that groups like, or presidential candidates like Donald Trump and hate groups like the Cedar Valley Patriots for Christ are really responsible for creating this openly, this environment where an openly gay man, you know, running for county supervisor, where he and his boyfriend are now the victims of a hate crime and direct death threats at our front door. You know, I really feel like the GOP is now offering that hatred up and down the ballot. And, it's, you know, it doesn't matter if you're talking about people like Senator Grassley or Rod Blum, or who's always a constant national embarrassment of hatred, Steve King. They've all failed to condemn this hateful actions and dangerous conduct of their presidential candidate, and it's having reverberations right here in Iowa.
Let's talk about you contacted the Waterloo police. They came. What was that like? What did they say when they saw what happened?
The police were very professional in their conduct. They were immediately concerned and certainly believed right away that this was potentially a hate crime, and they made that determination shortly thereafter. They came and documented everything. We checked around the neighborhood to see if there were any surveillance cameras, and there weren't any that we could find. But they were very, very cordial and very professional in their conduct and in their handling.
What constitutes a hate crime? Remind us.
So my understanding under Iowa statute is that when it attacks a protected group, just as LGBTQ citizens are protected, under hate crime statutes in Iowa, and then when it escalates to what is a threat of death, and they agree that this Bible reference was a threat of death, or that it constituted more than just vandalism.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the group, the Cedar Valley Patriots for Christ. There's no link at this point to them. You're just saying, and along with the others, you're saying that the climate that was created, that's what you're putting at their feet? Not anything to do with this. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah. I'd be very clear that I don't think that the leader of that group, Judd Saul, I don't think that he was out here doing this himself. I think that they're responsible for creating this environment and which incites this kind of behavior.
Mm-hmm. And their reaction to it, I've read in, I think, a Des Moines Register article, they believe it to be a hoax by the left to make them look bad?
Yeah, I think that they're absolutely a despicable organization, and Judd Saul's and the Cedar Valley Patriots for Christ accusation that I would do this as a hoax, something that escalates to the level of a hate crime that's going to have FBI involvement, that I would risk my own public reputation, which is very solid because my years of commitment to this community on all the many wonderful projects that I've done for this community.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't risk my reputation by messing around with something I know that the FBI is going to be involved with.
Right. And they did say, I believe, according to the reporting that I've seen, that this group was, they said they're willing to help cover the costs. And they said, we do not condone these activities. Are you willing to accept help in covering the costs?
I do not accept donations from hate groups or hateful individuals. In fact, in a family that wishes to remain anonymous came by yesterday while I was away and cleaned all the hateful slurs up themselves without having to grandstand and try to get recognition and make themselves look better for mm-hmm. doing so.
What other reaction have you had from your neighborhood, from your community there in Waterloo, perhaps because this has received statewide media attention from others outside of the state?
You know, I've been receiving all sorts of love from people all across the community, all across Blackhawk County, all across Iowa, and really all across the country and even other parts of the world, that they are shocked that in 2016 we are now in this political environment where hate crimes happen to you if you're an openly gay person running for office. But I've really received nothing but love, especially from my neighborhood here, which I'm very well respected. We do a lot of work with the children in this neighborhood, with community gardens, with free drum lessons on our front porch. We're really this community advocate that's already loved and respected here, and the love is just continuing to pour in. And I know that this is a place of tolerance. I know that this is just a handful of really hateful, misguided individuals. But it, unfortunately, it only takes, you know, just one person to do something really, really terrible. And we want the community to be aware and be watching because we don't want to see this escalate to the point of physical violence,
mm-hmm.
and we're fearful of that right now.
This sounds like it surprised you. Have there been any other problems with your during your campaign events, for instance, any hostility otherwise, or does this come right out of the blue? Otherwise, it's just been a fine campaign.
It has been a really, really positive and I think very successful campaign. We've reached lots and lots of people because we're running on this positive message of trying to raise the minimum wage, help people with mental health issues, do a better job of dealing with drug addiction so that it's a public health problem. And people have really responded positively to that issue. And they know our record of service to this community. And they've responded very positively to that as well. So outside of, you know, some of these Facebook posts in recent days from this group, Cedar Valley Patriots for Christ, we haven't experienced anything like this at our campaign events. I haven't experienced it when I'm knocking on the doors to all the many wonderful people across Blackhawk County. And so to have this hatred and this hate crime come through our front door really was shocking.
Mm-hmm. Very quickly, we have to go. But will this change the way you campaign in these last few days?
This is not going to change the way we campaign. We're calling on our supporters who are reaching out to us to just help us get our message out there of love and of service to our community. And we're determined that on November 8th, love is going to win up and down the ballot, and we're going to win our election as well.
Okay, Chris Schwartz, thank you for telling us the story and for being with us. Candidate for county supervisor in the Waterloo area, Blackhawk County, Chris Schwartz, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That brings us to the end of River to River for today. Let's go out with a little music from an Iowa artist, Bonnie Finken. She'll be bringing her awesome singing, songwriting, and her phenomenal energy to an Iowa Public Radio performance at the Java House in downtown Iowa City this afternoon at 2. She's performing on my Iowa Public Radio Cafe music program. It'll be broadcast later, Java Blend. Start time 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. No tickets are needed. You can walk right in. Here's Bonnie Finken off a recent album, Bonnie Finken of Iowa. This original song is called Fall.
Call it what you want. It makes no difference to me. Call it what you need and shine it up pretty. I know what you came for, top of fame, or once more I told you I'm never gonna ride your way. I'll just wait to watch you fall.
River to River is produced by Emily Woodbury, Claire Roth, and Lindsay Moon. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. River to River, production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
I know what you came for, top of fame, or once more I told you I'm never going to ride your way. I'll just...